This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. It has become a familiar weekend scene in Hong Kong, where police today fired tear gas at pro-democracy protesters. Authorities have refused permission for today's rally in China's semi-autonomous territory after last weekend's violent clashes. Here's AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chemas.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Dorian is still gaining strength and the Category 4 storm is being called extremely dangerous. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is monitoring the situation.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm is moving slowly and that, he says, is not good.
The longer you keep this around, the more rain that we get, the more time you had this onshore flow to push the water in. And it's also a situation that you keep the wind and that's more rain. So if you have all that wind over all that rain and you saturate the soil, that means the trees down. We have more time for the damage.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says even if his state does not take a direct hit, it could still suffer.
There is a 50 to 70% chance and probability of tropical storm force winds, along with possible storm surges. So again, let's prepare, let's wait, and let's see. Don't take down your shutters, not just yet.
From Washington, this is VOA News. In Afghanistan, the Taliban have staged a large-scale pre-dawn attack on the northern city of Kunduz, even as leaders of the insurgent group are engaged in marathon talks with the United States on ending the war. The assault came from several directions, triggering intense gun battles with Afghan government forces. Both sides reportedly have suffered casualties, and civilians also have been hurt, though exact details on losses could not be ascertained immediately. In Britain, there is continued vocal unrest with Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to curtail further debate on leaving the European Union without any deal in place. The opposition leader is Jeremy Corbyn.
We will be taking action immediately to do everything we can to get Parliament to declare what it's already done twice, which is its opposition to a no-deal Brexit, and do everything we can to get a measure through Parliament to stop the government taking us out without a deal.
Ford is recalling more than 500,000 trucks and SUVs in North America because seatbacks might not properly restrain people in a crash. The car company says the vehicles might be missing a part needed for seat strength, increasing the risk of injury in an accident. Ford says dealers would inspect seat structures and replace them if needed. Owners will be notified at the beginning of October. The company says it knows of no injuries connected to the suspected defect. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's call for the country to show solidarity with Kashmiris by standing outside their homes, shops, and offices for 30 minutes on Friday seemed to receive a lackluster response. Khan's aim was to protest India's moves to strip away the region's special status and the autonomy of Kashmiri territory under Pakistan's control. The Indian government this month deployed thousands of additional security personnel, announced a curfew, and suspended communications links, effectively cutting off the region from the rest of the world. Khan said Friday's protest would help generate international media coverage and bring the Kashmir issue into focus. A Sudanese judge today formally indicted the deposed president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, on charges of corruption and the illegal possession of foreign currency. Reuters is reporting that Bashir told the court in Khartoum he had received $25 million from Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, but that he had not used the money for private purposes. The International Criminal Court has already charged the 75-year-old al-Bashir with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide for his actions during the long-running war in Sudan's Darfur region. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website online, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.